Chapter 6. By providing insight, the salesperson is able to reframe the customer's buying vision so that they see a greater contrast between the before and after picture of owning the seller's product. By increasing this contrast, the salesperson increases the product's value. This value, rarely recognized or developed, exists for two reasons. The first is that the buyer has neither the time nor the expertise to self-diagnose problems and prescribe solutions. To make matters worse, most salespeople are not able to help the customer form an accurate buying vision because they are selling blind. Without a helicopter view of the customer's world, the salesperson is not able to take a generic value proposition and help the customer discover the value of the product on the customer's own terms. The result is that the buyer will either make a purchase based on price or decide to live with the problem. Customers will buy on price because they do not recognize the full value of a seller's offering. As a result, all of the supplier's offerings look the same. Thus, the only variable is price. The buyer ends up with a watered-down solution without ever understanding the full value of the seller's product, and the seller will experience compressed margins. Alternatively, the buyer's limited view of the seller's product will be overshadowed in the buyer's mind by the risk of change. As a result, the customer will not buy and will instead decide to live with the problem. Open before you close the value gap. Before sellers can choose the value gap with their product, they first have to open it. The salesperson cannot lead with value, but must instead lead the buyer to the value. I discovered the importance of this lesson a few years ago when the marketing director of Eaton Corp asked me to come in and work with five of their verticals to create the value propositions they needed for a global executive conference. In the first meeting, one of their top hydraulic salespeople was sitting at the front of the workshop with his arms crossed. He was managing waste management, an account the size of a third world country's GDP. I figured I better ask what the problem was before I got started. He said, "If you think I'm going to present marketing's value props to my customers, you've got another thing coming." "Why is that?" I asked. He said, "Because my customer will say if I believed every salesperson that said how they were going to reduce my fuel costs by 30%, I'd have my trucks parked out on the street selling gas instead of hauling garbage." What this salesperson knew was that if the value proposition promised a 30% improvement, the customer would discount 90% of it. So instead of selling the upside, he would reduce the buyer's firm baseline by showing how it was not doing it well today. Once the buyer could see that the firm was not doing things well, it would be easy to see how results could be improved. Thus, reducing the customer's baseline is a good strategy, because buyers often overestimate their current position. But it is not just buyers that overestimate their baseline. 90% of people rate themselves as above-average drivers. So it is hard to sell a solution to someone who does not feel that they have a problem. That is why it is so important to increase the contrast, because it increases the need for your product. Research confirms the need for contrast. In a recent Forrester research report, 75% of salespeople agreed that the most important aspect of a successful meeting with prospective buyers is an ability to understand the buyer's business issues and share a way to solve them. According to Serious Decisions, a sales and marketing consultancy, the two biggest inhibitors of sales effectiveness are 1. The inability to communicate the value message, and 2. Subject matter expertise of the industry or solution. These findings are confirmed in a B2B customer survey of executives by Forrester Research, where the researchers found that executives felt that only 12% of sales calls added value. Contrast needs three things to be effective. Our premise has been that salespeople need customer knowledge and subject matter expertise to enable them to shine a light on the buyer's unrecognized value. And delivering insight will enable the buyer to see greater contrast, and thereby greater value. To be effective at creating contrast, the message should be packaged in an insight scenario so that it will be 1. Non-confrontational, 2. Concrete, and 3. Wrapped in emotion. This is what we will focus on in the following three chapters.